This is JIS News. Coming up, school for children with learning disabilities to be built in Westmorland. Princess Margaret Hospital upgrades 95% complete, and Labour Minister says more attention must be placed on the needs of persons with disabilities. The news in detail after the break.
The beach full of dead fish. What caused this?
It was an awful smell. We couldn't breathe. Who is responsible?
For harmful pollution incidents impacting the environment, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, investigates to identify the cause, holds the perpetrators accountable, and monitors the cleanup to restore the environment. NEPA, managing and protecting Jamaica's land, wood, and water. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Now the news. Work to upgrade the health center at the Princess Margaret Hospital in St. Thomas is 95% complete. The upgrading of the health center is part of works to modernize the hospital, which serves 2,500 patients per month. Total works is valued at $200 million, being provided by the National Health Fund. Health Minister Horace Daly says the work done to date has seen an improved diagnostics lab and health center.
I walked over to inspect the new diagnostic center, X-ray center. All of these things are happening. Then we walked over to the new health center. Massive, brand new, beautiful health center being constructed, almost finished, 95% finished.
The administrative and medical records departments are also being renovated, as well as the construction of isolation rooms to adequately equip the hospital to properly attend to patients who may be affected by new emerging diseases deemed to be highly contagious. The old mental health building will be renovated for use as a daycare center for the children of staff members, while a tuck shop and modern conference room will be put in place. Minister of Labour and Social Security Dr. Fenton Ferguson says more needs to be done to engage persons with disabilities and special attention must be paid to unattached male youth. Dr. Ferguson, who was addressing the inaugural Labour Market Information Research Day Tuesday, said labour market research data should be used to inform and empower unattached youth.
These are youths who are graduating less and less from educational institutions and who are at a greater risk for joblessness, gang engagement, crime and violence, lottery scamming, the negative trends regarding Jamaican males of serious socioeconomic implications.
The Labour Minister is urging companies to employ more young males and persons with disabilities and to support and encourage their entrepreneurial ventures. The Ministry, through its social intervention programs, is offering employment through apprenticeship, scholarships for education and grant funding for persons with disabilities and youth with small businesses. Hosted by the HeartTrust NTA, the Labour Market Information Research Day was held under the theme Career Development, a National Imperative. An early childhood educational institution catering to children with learning disabilities is to be built on the campus of the Sir Clifford Campbell Primary School in Savannah Lamar, Westmorland. The project is being facilitated under a Memorandum of Understanding between the Ministry of Education and Rockhouse Foundation. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the school, slated to be opened at the start of the 2016-2017 academic year, will be built on time and on budget.
This academy will become part of a suite of special needs facilities established by the government. So the Ministry of Education commends the Rockhouse Foundation and all of its partners in the private sector and in the community of Savannah Lamar for its continued commitment to the development of early childhood and special education in Jamaica.
The Rockhouse Foundation has contributed more than $300 million to early childhood education in Western Jamaica over the past 10 years. And about 100 culture passports will be issued to the Child Development Agency to facilitate access to cultural heritage sites and events by wards of the state. This forms part of ongoing efforts by the Ministry of Youth and Culture to promote the Culture Passport Program, which encourages young people to experience what their country has to offer. Principal Director of Culture, Dr. Janice Lindsay, says the ministry is aiming to distribute 10,000 passports by 2018.
What we are trying to push for February is to have as many students as possible who are holders of the passport thus far to be able to benefit from the activities that are specifically designed for Black History and Reggae Month.
1,000 passports have so far been distributed to primary and secondary school students islandwide. Students may access culture passports by becoming members of their school's Culture Club program, managed by the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, the JCDC. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.